This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, it would take a brave man to be back in Manchester City at 1-4 at the moment. I'm sure they'll still be thrown into some hackers this weekend, though.
Well, they will, only because the opponents are West Ham, who've given up the ghost a long time ago, haven't they? We suspected that, and the result against Stoke doesn't sort of assuage any fears. They're waiting for the season to end. I mean, City were a shadow in the second half against United, but that opening 15 minutes, you thought, God, aren't they looking good? It was just when they went a goal down. I can't see them going a goal down against West Ham. And they've got to win this, haven't they? Because all of a sudden, the top four spot is not a given anymore. Liverpool are not that far behind. I've got to go for City to win it. And what's more, I'll go for City to win without conceding because I don't see West Ham raising a gallop.
Okay, Manchester City to win the game to nil against West Ham at the Etihad on Sunday afternoon. I just wonder, Lee, whether there's a lot of pressure on Manuel Pellegrini, obviously. Jurgen Klopp's going to be available in the summer, albeit he said that he's going to take a year. He wants to take a year out, doesn't he, before coming back to
Manchester? No, he doesn't need a sabbatical. Said he wants to take a year out before coming back to the next season.
I thought I'd read somewhere, maybe I've not read the most recent pieces, I thought I read somewhere that he wanted to take the year out.
No, he suggested that you should. The thing is, I know he had two fantastic seasons at Dortmund and he's had a terrible one this year. And he was asked about it and he just said he was just playing good Klopp, bad Klopp.
Have you read his autobiography? It's a brilliant read. And when he was a kid, his nickname was Clipperty.
Yeah, well.
David, me.
He's got something about him, hasn't he? And I think he will be the next Man City manager.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
There was a piece in the Times today suggesting that Patrick Vieira was, like you mentioned, high up on the shortlist.
Everyone's got Sky. There's a piece in the Times today. What is this? When did this suddenly become a highbrow podcast? we'll see about that, won't we? About Klopp. I mean, it looks like he'll come to. It'd be great in the Premier League anyway, wouldn't it? I mean, let's see what happens with Pellegrini. But you'd be amazed to see him keep his job. But having said that, Klopp may stay in Germany. Yeah, if Bayern Munich go out against Porto, Guardiola might be coming to City and Klopp go to Bayern Munich. But back to this game, I'm really surprised, Derek, that you didn't go for West Ham in some form. At the price, I thought 12-1 looked huge. I know this West Ham team have given up the ghost to a certain extent, and they've looked pretty poor, especially away from home, and they haven't looked much better at home. But they have got the capability of winning, and I can imagine Sam Allardyce thinking, why aren't I in the betting for the Man City job? Do you know what I mean? He's that kind of guy. And remember when he said his aim was to manage Real Madrid or Barcelona? Yeah. So I think he might get his players up for this. Now, I'm not saying West Ham are going to go there and win, because that would be a major stretch. But I think it does give us an option to have a look at the plus one in the betting, or maybe even the plus two at the prices. I want to be with West Ham in some form here. But I've got another little theory that I think I'm the only player, when I watch Man City at the moment, the only player, maybe two, who I think are really up for it, Joe Hart and Sergio Aguero. Sergio Aguero looks like he's trying to carry them on his own. I think my favourite striker in the Premier League, arguably, probably in the top three in the world in terms of strikers for me. I think he's fantastic. Maybe four, given what Suarez did last night. But I'm going to be backing Aguero in some form every game, I think, between now and the end of the season. I think he'll end up as a top scorer. Sergio Aguero, obviously, is usually quite short to score a goal. But Sergio Aguero, two or more, I'd like to be involved in. But I think West Ham will get on the score sheet as well. So West Ham plus two, I'm having here.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.